Eddie Money, how you doing, man?
Kev, what's happening, baby? Shaking or what?
It is an honor, man. Eddie Money, we have followed your career for, we're talking 20 years now.
You know, I got a lot of friends up in that neck of the woods, man. Concord's a great little rock and roll town. We're going to have a great time at Santilli's tonight, you know?
Curtis Knight Band opening up for you. They are local favorites here, that's for sure.
Oh, I hope they're probably going to try to kick my butt, you know? You know, a lot of local talent, man, it's just amazing. All over the country we do these shows. I always make a point of getting there early because I think there's so many great unsigned acts out there. It's amazing, you know?
You were there one time, man, you know, 20 years ago. I mean, you were flying out of the pack here with your first hit, and 20 years later, man, you look back, are you happy with all of it?
Well, you know, I've been on the road with the Rolling Stones. I played with The Who. I've been on the road with The Kinks. I mean, God, they've done so many big shows, and it's been a lot of fun. You know, Too Thick Is Paradise, Shaking, Everybody Rock and Roll Plays. People want to come down and check out the hits.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've got a lot of fans out there, and it's just great to be able to the opportunity to get out there. And, you know, I tell everybody I got two tickets, but I'm taking everybody.
You know. Sounds good to me, man. Put me on there. When you're in concert, I mean, you do the old hits and you do the new stuff too, right?
Well, you know, we got a new record out called Shaking with the Money Man. I mean, I put out a live record, but it was an acoustic live record. And that has songs like Give Me Some Water and Save a Little Room in Your Heart for Me, Trinidad. But you couldn't do Shaking with a set of congas on an acoustic record. We came back with a big juice rock and roll band. I got a great band right now. And we put a live record together. We did Two Tickets to Paradise. We did Wanna Go Back featuring Edgar Winter on saxophone. He also played on Rock and Roll Star, Where's the Party, Give Me Some Water. The record is just a great, great live. I mean, we just did, you know, like the Peter Frampton live album, the first one, it was just amazing. Well, Rattle and Hum. Some people really get it together when they make a live record. This one, we got lucky, man. It just came out fantastic. And, of course, we got some new songs on Shaking with the Money Man, which is If We Ever Get Out of This Place,
which
is a song basically about all the people all over the country that really deserve two tickets to paradise. You know, it's like, you know, I get invited to a lot of rock star parties. I get invited to a lot of premieres.
Of course you do, man.
You're
in
a heartbeat,
money,
man.
Know?
Every time we go to these new premieres, my wife wants another $1,000 dress. So I wound up hanging out with a lot of the guys. They got their sons in gymnastics and soccer and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I meet a lot of single mothers, and I meet a lot of guys that are divorced. And there's a lot of guys that are working, men and women, just working their butts off trying to rub a couple of nickels together, as my father would say. And if we ever get out of this place, it reminds me of what it's like living in the 90s.
Well, Eddie, I mean, you're a guy, though, really, who hasn't forgotten his roots. You're a family guy now. You know, you've got, what, 5 kids?
I got 5. I heard those condoms make great water balloons.
5 kids, yeah.
You know, I tell you, when I got 5 kids, it was not done on purpose. You know, I think one was in a hot tub, one was at the back of a bus. I don't know what happened.
You lose track after a while, right?
I turned around, I got 5. You know, the kids that helped, they're beautiful. It's fantastic to have them. We just finished doing the Quack Pack for Disney.
Yeah.
And now I got little kids coming to my show. Mr. Money, are you going to do the Quack Pack tonight?
And you got them all.
I feel like quacking in it. But we don't do the song live, you know.
You got them all covered then, man. You got the kids, you got my age, you got the older crowd, you know?
Yeah, it's great. You know, God's blessed me with a good career, and I'm very happy with things. You know, the holidays are coming up, and of course we got that Christmas track, Everybody Loves Christmas. I wrote the song basically for my kids, and everybody said, man, you ought to record that thing. And I said, well, wow, man, I'll get Ronnie Spector to sing on it because she's great.
Ronnie
Especially
Spector.
Christmas songs. Yeah. And Everybody Loves Christmas, man. All the Disney stations have added it, so I'm having a lot of fun. We're going to be doing that tonight.
Eddie, let me talk about Ronnie Spector with you for a minute, because, of course, she was on Take Me Home Tonight with you. She did the background. Just
be my little baby.
Like Ronnie said. Let me hear you say that.
Like Ronnie sang.
Oh, that's it, man.
Just like Ronnie sang.
The sound, man. I love that. I love that. Ronnie Spector, of course, was a big part of the early 60s with the Ronettes, and now
yeah,
he's back with me again
Bill
on
Spector's
this.
Wife, yeah.
Yeah.
She's a great lady, and she comes out. We did a lot of benefits together, you know, for people all over the country that ain't got a lot of money. We do stuff for halfway houses. And
how did you hook up with her originally?
You know, originally, this song said, Just Like Ronnie Sang. I knew they were talking about Ronnie Spector.
Yeah.
So she had an obscure telephone number. It took me 2 weeks to get it. I finally got my hands on it. I called her up. I said, Ronnie, what are you doing? She says, I'm doing the dishes. I heard a bunch of kids screaming in the background, and I kind of like brought her back into the limelight, which is a real pleasure for me. She started working again, and she's like doing a lot of shows now.
Well, now, as I said earlier, Eddie, you haven't forgotten your roots, and you're a family man, and you take your family with you on the road.
Well, as much as possible. I mean, yeah. it's pure bedlam on the bus, but
sure.
Then again, you know, like I tell everybody, I'm the only one getting any on the bus. You know, go on.
Hey, like I said, you're Eddie Money.
That's it.
You know what I'm saying? You come from a family of cops, right?
Well, yeah, my dad was a cop. My brother retired as a captain on the police department. Now he started writing novels, fictitious police novels. He wrote a book called Detective First Grade, another book called Edge of the City. To make a long story short, he just got signed a multi-million deal with 20th Century Fox and Bruce Willis. They're going to be doing one of his books for the Die Hard movie.
Whoa.
And I was a police trainee, but I really couldn't see myself in uniform for 20 years. Yeah, my hair was getting really good in the back, you know? So I quit the police department. I moved out to California.
Yeah.
Then I got signed by Bill Graham and sold 11 million records, and I should have saved the money.
Yeah, well, you know, hey, we all have stuff we should have done, you know? Well, listen, let's take it back to your roots for just a minute here, Eddie. You know, Two Tickets to Paradise, man. Great tune. It is a great rocker.
Yeah, you know what? Everybody in the world still wants Two Tickets to Paradise.
Yeah.
Myself included.
Eddie's,
if you're going to send me two tickets, don't send me seven, man. Let's leave the kids home.
That's right. Eddie's Chantilly's tonight, 9 o'clock. Tickets still available. In fact, let's send you right now. What do you say, Eddie?
I say we send a couple of tickets out, man. Care of me and the station. You guys are great for having me on the air. To the fifth call and to the seventh call with backstage passes.
Oh.
Come down and knock some bevies down with the money, man.
Beautiful, man. Caller 5 and caller 7 right now. 228-3464. Toll free 1-800-287-5852. Eddie's got a couple of tickets to Paradise for you at Chantilly's tonight, 9 o'clock. Let's do the tune, Eddie. Two tickets to Paradise. It's a classic, Eddie Money, and Two Tickets to Paradise, 105.5 JYY and 92.1 NHQ. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
He's so cool.
It's so cool, it's true. Congratulations, Sandy Sartorelli and Diana Keniston. They're both going to go see Eddie Money tonight.
Tell him we said hello.
Oh, yeah. Man, backstage passes.
I know.
Backstage passes to hang out with Eddie Money. It's going to be a great time. It's Chantilly's tonight, 9 o'clock.
It's like that name, Chantilly, late in the morning, you know. You know, I think we're probably going to be on the opening act. I heard is very, very good. What are they called again?
The Curtis Knight Band. This
Curtis Knight Band. Oh, that's going to be fantastic.
They know how to rock, man.
Well, we'll come down early for that. So we're probably going to be on about 9:30, 10 o'clock, I guess. Should be a shaking show.
Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
You know, I'll tell you the truth, though. If you're thinking about playing that Christmas song,
yeah.
I'm so glad to get out of California because I can't wait to put my long coat on.
It's real winter.
And my long underwear,
man.
And step in some snow.
Absolutely.
And throw some snowballs and just have a lot of fun.
Plenty of snowballs around here.
Tell you, man, you know, the Christmas season is all about, you know, cold weather and Jack Frost nipping at your nose, whatever you want to call it. But this Christmas tune, I originally wrote this song for my kids. Little Julie, who's my little guy, wants a rocking horse. My daughter Jessie wants a Dollar Talks. Little JoJo, who's my maniac kid, Eddie Money Jr., wants a BB gun. Mama had to say he's just too young. I mean, the lyrics just really came together on this tune. Ronnie really helped it out. And, it puts everybody in the spirit for the holidays.
Yeah.
I'd have to say that tonight, man, at Chantilly's, you're going to get the Eddie Money Christmas show.
Oh, that's going to be awesome, man. Everybody loves Christmas. It's on your Shaking with the Money Man CD, your brand new CD, which is out and available, and it's really got some great tunes on it. On a serious note, Eddie, you're also involved with something called Music Cares. Tell me about that.
Well, you know, I'm on the board of governors for the Grammy people, which is the Naris Foundation, and I do a lot of work with Music Cares. There's the Music Cares 1-800 Music Cares, which is a hotline number for addicts. You know, somebody that's real strung out on the white stuff or the brown stuff, don't make any difference. It's a confidential call, and for a lot of people out there that are in some really serious trouble with some heavy drugs, man, you can call that number. And I just really feel like, you know, being involved with this program really saves lives. And I also do a lot with Grammys in the schools out here. That's great. We have a lot of kids from the inner city schools. We do a big show every year at USC. And we teach these kids that if they want to get into the music business, you know, what to do.
Right.
You're going to play guitar, take lessons, learn how to practice, learn how to read so you can do commercials besides doing your rock act and stuff like that. And, you know, there's a lot of not real shortcuts because if you're in the music business, you've got to take it really, really seriously. But it's a lot of fun. And I do a lot of work with younger people to try to get them put them in the right step and the right, you know, to go forward, get them a record deal, things like that. And, you know, you do as much as you can. You know how it is, Kev.
I do know how it is. And believe me, it's great to see somebody of your status and your caliber, Eddie, working with others, you know, to stop the growth of, like, all the casualties from alcohol and drug abuse in the music industry. Unfortunately, it's so connected there nowadays.
Well, you know, music and, you know, everybody loves to party. There's no doubt about that. Yeah. You know, and I hate to say it, but it's hard to get a designated driver at an Eddie Money show.
Well,
yeah, I got to tell you a story. We forgot to do Baby Hold On. I did this big show in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
And After the show, I got off stage, and this guy was a mess. Kevin, he had gone in his pants. He had cigarette butts in his hair from falling down so much. He says, I drove 100 miles, and I got a DUI getting here, and you didn't play Baby Hold On. His wife was crying and stuff, and I went up there, and I did Baby Hold On for him. I said, turn the house music off. Go turn the lights back up. Went out there. People leaving. I did Baby Hold On for the guy. The guy was thrilled.
That's awesome.
And about half an hour later, the guy was partying. He was in a great mood. He got busted doing donuts in the parking lot.
No.
I had to bail him out of jail. Listening, he said to me, Eddie, man, I love you. I almost got through high school listening to you.
Wow. Well, hey, man, let me tell you, I mean, your music was my high school, too. I graduated 77, and that was the year you came out with your first hit.
Yeah, so. You know, I'll tell you the truth, though. You know, rock and roll keeps you young. I'll always be a kid. You know, I do a lot of mountain biking, a lot of surfing. My mother calls me the Dorian Gray of rock and roll. She says, when are you going to age? I said, Mom, give me a break, man. I did so many drugs in the 70s. I'm well preserved.
Do you remember the 70s?
Oh, jeez, barely.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get into a little holiday spirit here. Brand new from Eddie Money called Everybody Loves Christmas. How'd you come up with this one?
It's that time of the year, all the holiday cheer. I wrote this song, I got my new record deals with CMC, and they wanted to put out a live Eddie Money record. I said, that's a fantastic idea because the band sounds better than ever. And they wanted four new tracks, and they said, you think you could do a Christmas song? And I started thinking of the little drummer boy, and then I started thinking of all these, Alvin and the Chipmunks, and what would be great to have like a Christmas hit out that would be a Christmas, would be a hit every year. Mm. And I started, dazing off, and in the next two or three days, I wrote Everybody Loves Christmas, and, all the kids love it. I mean, I'm just so happy that I came up with it.
It's a great tune. Let's do it. Here you go. Brand new Eddie Money, a little holiday spirit for you. Everybody Loves Christmas from the Shaking with the Money Man CD, 105.5 JYY and 92.1 NHQ.
Don't you love it? All right. At home where I wanna be on this Christmas Day.
Everyone loves Christmas. Merry, merry Christmas.
Everyone is having so much fun.
I don't know about you. I'm in the holiday mood here. What do you think, huh?
Dancing around.
Telling you, Everybody Loves Christmas. Brand new from Eddie Money from his Shaking with the Money Man CD. 105.5 JYY and 92.1 NHQ. We got more with Eddie Money. It's going to be a party at Chantilly's in Concord tonight.
It is going to be rocking. Eddie Money's going to be down there.
Curtis Knight Band opening up for Eddie Money, and it's just going to be a blast. 9 o'clock, there are some great tickets still available. And we're thrilled this morning because we have with us Eddie Money himself, the Money Man, and it's really a great pleasure. He has a new CD out called Shaking with the Money Man, Eddie, right?
We recorded it in analog. I don't know if a lot of people out there know what I mean. Once people start spacing, I want to get technical with them.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
We recorded it in analog, so it's got that low, it's tubes. It was before transistorized. Everything is really warm and sexy. Then we bumped it up to digital to make it sound great. Now, I could have recorded it in analog and mixed it in analog, but I wanted my fans to get the best of both worlds. So what we did is we recorded in analog, bumped it up to digital, and it's the best of both worlds because we still got the tube analog in it. And the whole CD came out really amazing.
Eddie Money, Chantilly's tonight, 9 o'clock. Tickets still available. And if you miss this one, you are going to miss a party. Gonna be a
It's the Eddie Money Christmas show. I got a lot of friends. We got so many fans up there in New Hampshire. It's amazing. And it's just going to be a wonderful show. It really is, Kevin. I want to thank you so much for having me on the air,
Eddie, my pleasure, man. It is, like I said, it is an honor. You've been a hero of mine music-wise for so many years. And I'm just pinching myself here. I can't believe I'm talking to Eddie Money.
I'll tell you the truth. Since it's the holidays, let's give away two more sets of tickets.
Oh, that sounds beautiful, man.
There's a lot of people out with no money at all. So just give away three more sets of tickets.
Three more sets?
That's it.
You got it, man. We're going to make a caller.
How about caller 8, caller 16, and caller 21? I'll make it work, Kevin.
All right. 8. Oh, boy. You're going to keep me here all morning. I'll tell you. Caller 8, caller 16, and caller 21 right now. We got a pair of tickets for you to go see Eddie Money tonight at Chantilly's. 228-3464, 1-800-287-5852. Eddie Money Man, you are the boss. You are the Money Man, and I appreciate you being here today.
Well, Kevin, that's so great, man, and I really want to thank you guys for looking at the JYY. I've got a lot of friends up there.
Yeah.
I want to say hi to all my fans out there. I hate to say the word fans. All my friends out there.
Well, we are fans. We're fans and friends, though. We love you.
I don't know. Michael Jackson has fans. Eddie Money has friends.
got you there. Hey, listen, you don't have the problems Michael Jackson does, believe me.
No, I still got a nose.
That's true. And most of your original parts.
Right? You know, but I tell you, he's quite a talent, though.
Absolutely.
You know, nobody can dance like Michael Jackson.
Boy, that's for sure.
He's something else.
I tried to do a moonwalk the other day. It was embarrassing, you know. There you go.
You know, I do a great moonwalk in the snow.
I'd like to see the M&M donut, too.
Right. You
know? All right, the new album is called Shaking with the Money Man. Great CD. Pick it up and make sure you see Eddie Money tonight at Chantilly's, 9 o'clock. Tickets still available. Thanks, man.
Okay, Kip.